What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here with another edition of the Browns Huddle. Hope you all had a great Labor Day weekend, and fine, it is time for week one of the NFL season. The Browns roster currently sits at 53 as it is supposed to. They made a couple of additions to the team over the weekend. They added a pair of Austins. Austin Pastore, a right tackle from the Jacksonville Jaguars, played his college ball at Virginia. Guy 6'7", 308 pounds, made 20 starts in three seasons with the Jags at right tackle, three starts at guard. He's now the backup lineman along with Cam Irving behind the five starters of the Cleveland Browns. They also added Austin Davis, and many of you remember him from last year when he lit up the Browns in preseason. Davis made eight starts for the Rams a year ago, completing over 63% of his passes, over 2,000 yards passing, and 12 touchdowns. So he's very productive. He is now in as the third quarterback, and to make room for him, the team placed Charles Gaines on the injured reserve designated to return. So they have six corners. Gaines can return by midseason. They also solidified their 10 guys on the practice squad. Nine of the 10 familiar names to you guys who were here with the Browns throughout training camp. You've got running back Sean Drone, defensive back Kendall James, wide receiver Darius Jennings, offensive lineman Earl Ladson, offensive lineman Andrew McDonald, offensive lineman Darian Miller, linebacker Hayes Pillard III, defensive back Deontay Saunders, defensive lineman Dylan Wynn, and then the one guy who was not with the Browns, offensive lineman Garth Gerhardt, the brother of Toby Gerhardt, is here. So a lot of offensive linemen on this practice squad as the team continues to try to find some depth at that spot. Right now, with Duke Johnson still in the concussion protocol, Isaiah Crowell is the only running back on this team following the trade of Terrence West. They will add another running back before that Jets game, which means some transaction will have to happen to make room for him. Keep an eye on that later in the week. That'll do it for this edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.